so shall my word not return to me empty. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. He who has ears, let him hear. The seed is the word of God. Dr. Eger, dear colleagues, who would lengthen the sermon by about 5 minutes if I were to mention you, faculty and staff inductees, faculty, students, dear friends in Christ. Doing many funerals over the years, I noticed something kind of strange. Confirmation verse seemed to match up perfectly with the people who have them. It's uncanny. Happens about 80% of the time. I mean perfectly. I used to think those old pastors really knew those kids and were brilliant at choosing scripture passages for them for confirmation, and that's probably true. But then I came to a different conclusion. The Word of God does what it says. The Word of God is living and mighty and active and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing unto the marrow. There's one thing that is the sine qua non of this institution in its endeavor to train pastors and deaconesses for the church and provide theological leadership for the church. If it is lost, all is lost. The one thing needful is the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, God's own written voice to the world. The one thing needed is the oral Word of God, preached on the basis of the Holy Scriptures. The one thing needful is the Word become flesh. And we don't need more words necessarily. We don't need rhetoric. We don't need flashy displays. We and the lost about us need a theology of facts. We need the Word of God, particularly if this institution is to remain true to its model, anothen tophos, light from above. The light is the Word of God. Isaiah himself, along with the other prophets, has a very fulsome view of the Word of God. Isaiah 20, at that time the Lord spoke by Isaiah the son of Amoz. Again, he is God's mouthpiece. The prophet is commissioned to speak. The prophet speaks what Yahweh commands. The prophet speaks in the name of Yahweh. The prophet speaks the words of Yahweh. Let him who has my word speak it faithfully, Jeremiah 23. The word of God is encountered in the mouth of the prophet. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken, Isaiah 1, 40 and 58. Thy words were found and I ate them, Jeremiah says. Over and over and over, the word of God and the prophets is an event, not merely clever rhetoric. Luther glossed on Psalm 27, opera Dei sunt verba eius. The works of God are his words. The word of God is not rhetoric. It is not information. The works of God are his words. For they are spoken, says Luther, and done. Because with God, doing and speaking are the very same thing. Yahweh has spoken it means Yahweh has determined it shall be, Isaiah 22. I, Yahweh, have spoken it, and I will do it. Yahweh speaks calamity against the nations or persons, and it happens. Yahweh speaks peace, and there is peace. Yahweh does as he said, whether promises or threat. Has Yahweh spoken, and he will not do it, Isaiah 46? Yahweh speaks in his unveiled glory, and men melt. Let God not speak to us lest we die, Exodus 19. The word of Yahweh goes out. It comes true. It comes to pass. It is accomplished. It endures. It happens. It runs. It reaches. It overtakes. It falls upon. It falls to the earth. And it waters. It returns. It is not empty and is not unfruitful. In the Psalms, the Word of God is at work in the history of people. Psalm 105, he remembers his covenant forever, the word that he spoke for 1,000 generations. God never forgets his word and promise, and that word and promise does what it says for 1,000 generations. That means forever. The word is action. If there was just one thing I can magically change in the Missouri Synod, it would be in our preaching. And mind you, with respect to the breadth, the numbers, the endeavors, the worldwide effect, and the orthodoxy of our ministerium, we have the greatest ministerium on earth in the Missouri Synod. Thanks be to God. Much of our preaching, however, is talk about the law. Talk about people out there. Talk about Jesus. Talk about the gospel. And it is at best limp and a mere echo of the real word of God. And at worst, it is devoid of law and gospel itself. Robert Preuss wrote, "The word, simply because it is God's word, carries with it all the attributes of God himself. The word of God is a hammer. Is not my word like a fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? God's word is a hammer. He who has ears, let him hear. God's word is a hammer. Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. God's word is a hammer. The Lord hates lust, jealousy, envy, idols, secret sins, gossip, hatred, pride, arrogance, anger, uncharitableness, greed, love of glory and recognition, despising of authority, the very sins that beset this community and all other Christian communities. The deep, wretched sins against the first table, which reside deep in the dark heart of sinners just like you." God's word is a hammer. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. God's word is a hammer. The wages of sin is death. But much more important, the Lord himself says, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." The eternal word became flesh and dwelt among us. And this Jesus is not information to be talked about. He's all action. Your salvation planned from eternity, prophesied in antiquity, performed in time, is Jesus. "All nations shall call me blessed." Jesus conceived. "O Bethlehem Ephrathah, circumcised on the eighth day, born of a woman, born under the law," Jesus born. "Out of Egypt I shall call my son," Jesus the child. "This is my beloved son," Jesus baptized. "For this I come to preach," Jesus mission. "The poor have the good news preached to them," Jesus proclamation. I will it, be clean," Jesus love for the suffering. "Body and blood for you," Jesus perpetual delivery of forgiveness. "I came not to be served, but to serve and give my life as a ransom for many," Jesus' mission on the cross. "Today you will be with me in paradise," Jesus promised to sinners, promised to you. "It is finished." There's nothing you could do. There's nothing to be done, nothing with regard to your salvation. It's done for you. Jesus accomplished the mission for you. He is risen. He is not here. Jesus' resurrection is yours. And all of this is directly from the mouth of God himself, God in the flesh. "And it shall be accomplished that which he proposes." And his message to you now at this moment and to all those watching around the world: come to me, all you're weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And that's the word you'll carry out with you everywhere you go. Jesus' words to the paralytic are yours. "Your sins are forgiven now." Which is easier to say? "Your sins are forgiven," or "Rise up, take your mat and go"? Which is easier to say, Pastor? talk about Jesus, or to say your sins are forgiven, pick up your manuscript and rewrite it. The seed is the word of God. The sower, God himself, cast the word with apparent indiscriminate behavior. Dr. Egger, faculty, students, dear brothers and sisters, the word is near you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. That is the word of faith which we proclaim. Beware, there's a price to pay for it. When God puts his word on your lips and in your mouth and in your heart, to your reason and the world, Luther says, God says things that are impossible, false, stupid, inconsistent, absurd, abhorrent, heretical, and diabolical. But to you, they are the words of God, the power of salvation to all who believe. And there are many more who shall believe. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth it is confessed for salvation. Thank you, Concordia Seminary. Thank you, Dr. Egger, for your fidelity to this word. The Lord bless you and continue to make you a great blessing until he returns again. For he says, my word shall not return empty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.